Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for the truth? The whole truth and nothing but the truth? It's time now for Chandler Unleashed.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. You know, I say that because what you're about to hear tonight is going to make the story of Carol Baskin and the Tiger King look like, man, I don't know. It's going to look like just Saints Row. This is perhaps one of the greatest tragedies in small town history. Corey is saying that he has called in, but I don't see him up here, so I don't know what is going on with his phone, but it's not showing up there. Corey, the number is 516-387-1814. There we go. Folks, without any further ado, let's go on and bring in Corey, the Yard Boy. Some of you may know him as the Bacon Man. Some of you may know him as the Yard Boy. Some of you may know him as the Town Thug. But let's bring on a guy who has been through more criticism than Dude, I don't know anybody that's been through more than him, to be quite frank. So let's go on and bring him on, and let's start this conversation. It's probably going to last two shows. Dixie bringing you to the show.
AC Dixie. You did
well,
that
sir,
was just
thought,
for me,
what,
wasn't
what
it?
What better band to bring you in than bluegrass? I mean, here we are from Petersburg, Tennessee, the greater metropolis of Petersburg, Tennessee. Corey, tell us a little bit about yourself.
The
born and raised in Petersburg.
Yes, sir. 42 years. Never lived more than 3 miles from where I grew up in the 37144.
I mean, I feel like I got a thug on the phone giving out their zip code as like their identification.
Word.
I mean, next do we give them the area code like Rey Mysterio 619.
In the heart of the 931.
So Corey, we've got a lot of stuff to get to today. Let's talk about how did this all start? When did Corey Smith become public enemy number one of the Petersburg Town Hall Mafia?
Wow. You know, we were talking about this last week, and to be honest with you, it even goes back into about 2009, I guess. We had a gentleman. I call him a gentleman, but he was an alderman, and he owned a building here in town that a repair shop was being run out of. He was leasing it out to someone to run a repair shop. And this alderman, when it came time to work on city vehicles, he would just vote to send all the city work over there to that shop that he had a financial interest in and never disclosed that financial interest. And when I pulled up his public records with the state, he had never listed owning this property with the Secretary of State. So I filed an ethics complaint against him. And next thing I know, I'm driving down the street one day and I see his wife walking to the mailbox. And I think, that's odd. She never walks to the mailbox. And I look and there's another gentleman standing in the yard with a video camera filming me. And I thought, that's odd for someone to be standing in the front yard with a video camera filming me. And 6 hours later, there's deputies knocking on my door to arrest me for felony assault, aggravated assault, for attempting to run this woman over at her mailbox.
And to be clear, you did not try to run this woman over.
Oh, absolutely not. No, I was clear on the other side of the street away from her. I actually went out of my way to go in the opposing lane of traffic to get around her. And what was odd, Chandler, is when you live beside someone for as long as we have, at that point had been about 6 years, you notice habits about people. And one of the habits that I noticed about these individuals was they never walked to the mailbox. They always pulled up to the mailbox in their vehicle to get their mail. They never walked out to the mailbox. Now, you tell me, was that just pure coincidence that day that they saw me coming down the street, knew about what time I was going to be coming because I have a routine every day? And why would somebody be standing in the front yard with a video camera?
It's true. And this is after you filed an ethics complaint because an alderman was referring city repairs to his shop that he has a financial interest in.
Exactly. This is after I had filed an ethics complaint against him and after I had also filed papers to run for alderman myself in a few months. And as you know, as most of you may know, that if you have a felony record, it's kind of hard to be a public official. It's kind of hard to get voted into office. So I'm sure that was also just a pure coincidence that they charged me with a felony, knowing that I was running for office in a few months as well.
So what ended up happening when you went to court? By the way, let me ask you something. Is a certain friend of ours, last four of his phone number, 7794?
I'm
our
not sure.
Billy?
You know, I don't know. I would have to check that. I don't have
that
number.
There's a number on here, 931-339-7794. When I put it in my phone, it pulls up Billy Richardson.
Well,
so let's all say hi to Billy. Glad you can
tune
in,
Billy. Hey there, how you doing?
Glad to see you tuning in, getting information about Town Hall. That's good. That's good. Always good to have a good crowd. We got about 20 listeners on the line.
Yeah.
So, you go to court, and what happens?
Well, we went to court, and of course, as you know, any of you that have ever had experience with the court system, they want to settle every case. The district attorney wants to settle as many cases as possible, and the district attorney offered to retire the case. Well, I wasn't up on legal jargon at that time, and I'm still not a lawyer. I'm just a guy that cuts grass. But I did some research on that and found out that what that typically meant was they're just going to lay that off to the side. And if you're a good little boy for a specific amount of time, then the charges just go away. And I said, no, we're not going to do that. I said, I came here to have my day in court and have my name cleared. And I went and hired an attorney. And the next move the district attorney made was to reduce the charge. They reduced the charge from aggravated assault, which was a felony, down to a simple assault, which is a misdemeanor. And we had a bench trial in General Sessions Court. And for whatever reason, I don't know what it was, but the judge decided that that I probably did do what they said I did. So I had to turn around and file an appeal with Circuit Court. And got it into Circuit Court, and finally the judge looked at it in Circuit Court, and he said, you know what? This is a bunch of baloney. Get it out of my courtroom, and threw the case out. So that drug on, and of course I had it on my record still, even though it had been thrown out, and came time to get the record expunged. And when I called the courthouse to set up whatever we had to do to get it expunged, they said, the state has already taken care of that. You don't owe any money. Well, that's interesting. You know, that almost makes you think that maybe they realized, hey, we might have messed up with this guy and just they expunged it from my record, didn't cost me a dime to get it done.
So you left with a clean criminal record. These people basically set you up because you did the right thing. You said you saw something and said something, and that's what we teach our kids to do. See something,
that's what we're
say
to
something.
Do. Yeah, exactly.
And you know, the Petersburg Town Hall Mafia decided to go after you because they didn't like what you had to say, even though it was the right thing to say.
Right. And from 2010 to 2014, I served as an alderman. Even after all that ordeal went through, I still got elected to the board in 2010 and served
so
there for 4 years.
So you still gave of your time for free, even though they did this to you.
Exactly. And to their defense, at that time, people involved, for the most part, with town hall, they didn't agree with what happened. They were not part of that. But what I spent, the 4 years that I spent on the board, Chandler, I began to see, you know, this is a town of about 500 people that comprises one square mile. And we had a board of 7 aldermen, which, by the way, for those of you that don't know, that's how many Brentwood has. Brentwood, Tennessee has 7 aldermen. Brentwood and Petersburg are nothing alike whatsoever. And what it amounted to, I tell people the way that I explain it, if you ever see the movie The Wizard of Oz, at the end where everybody is scared to death of the wizard and all the things that he could do, and all of a sudden we see that the wizard is just this little short man standing on a stool behind a curtain pulling levers and pushing buttons and making his voice sound bigger than what it was. And my time spent in town hall was I saw that the Petersburg city government was the man, the scary man behind the curtain. And there was really nothing that the city government provided to the citizens other than charging them city property taxes to pay paychecks to a handful of friends and family that worked inside the city government.
Well, I think that it's a shame that people volunteer their time to go into city government and then they have to be harassed and treated poorly.
Yes.
Like you were. But now let's talk about, wasn't there an incident during, was it after your tenure in which a alderman, and maybe it was a mayor, threatened to attack a member of the lobby who was watching the Petersburg Town Hall Board of Mayor and Aldermen, plural, meeting?
Yeah, you know, there's been numerous times where citizens have been thrown out of meetings because they asked too many questions. There's been the police have been used in such a way to harass citizens who have asked questions. But really where this whole town hall mafia, and that's kind of a term that I came up with because I thought it actually fit the way that they behaved down there. In 2017, there was a particular employee who was hired who just happened to be a sister-in-law of the vice mayor at the time. And again, once again, I started asking questions about nepotism and nepotism laws. And at that time, I was told to shut up and mind my own business. Oh, okay. Well, Chandler, you've known me long enough to know how well that's going to go over to tell me to shut up and mind my own business.
That's the thing Petersburg doesn't get. And in some of these clips, y'all are going to hear this. In Petersburg, their answer to everything is, why is this any of your business? Well, it's my business because I'm a citizen of the great state of Tennessee.
Exactly. Or you're lying about that. That's just, you're telling lies. That's usually their go-to answer is, you're telling lies about that. Which is why every interaction now for the last 3 years with Petersburg Town Hall has been recorded so that they can't say, well, you're just lying about that. I don't know what clip you've got pulled up to listen to first or where you want to go with that.
Well, let's just talk about how this escalated a little bit to you getting charged extra on your water bill. Now, let's talk about Petersburg as a municipality. They
yes.
do not have their own water storage unit. They do not have their own water processing unit. They have to buy water from Bedford County, is that correct, or Lincoln?
Fayetteville Public Utilities. They buy the water from Fayetteville Public Utilities.
And so, and let's be clear, this last year, the comptroller kind of smacked them on the hand because of their mismanagement of the funds relative to the water, correct?
Yeah, a lot of mismanagement of the funds to the tune of about, and this won't sound like much to those of you in larger municipalities, but to the tune of about $70,000, which, by the way, again, I found this. I found it with the comptroller's report, and I brought it to the attention of the public. And again, I'm just telling lies again. You know, never mind, I'm backing it up with facts and information from the comptroller. I'm just telling lies.
Well, and also, Corey, you brought it to the attention of the mayor. You didn't just put it out there. You took it to the mayor, and you said, here you go, fix this, and he promptly did nothing.
I actually did do something. They raised water rates on us last year. they operated at a $70,000 loss over the last 2 years, and their answer to that was, let's raise everybody's water rates this year. So to say they did nothing is not really accurate, because they did something. They charged everybody more money so they could mismanage more money.
So because H. Chris Spark, who's no longer with them, by the way, the accountant is no longer
Correct.
With them as their finance director, because he didn't catch this misuse of funds, as it was called by the comptroller, he resigned, and their decision, Logan Jolly and the rest of the board, and I'm all for young people being in politics. I was a fan of Pete Buttigieg. He and I didn't jive on everything, but at least he put his hat in the arena as a young man. I'm all for young people being part of politics, and there's a lot of similarities between Logan and Pete. They're young people, smart people, but Logan is the youngest mayor in Petersburg history, is he not?
That's correct, and you know, let's touch on that for a second too. The way that our mayor is selected in the town of Petersburg, you have 7 alderman spots that are basically at-large spots. And then once the board is seated after the election, the board actually picks the mayor from amongst themselves. And that mayor does not have a vote unless there is a tie. So this board of mayor and aldermen, which, by the way, of the 7 members right now, they have 4. They have 3 vacancies. And of those 4, 3 have been appointed to fill vacancies where somebody else has resigned. So there's only 1 who's duly been elected by the people on this board right now. But,
and who is that?
That would be Billy Kenneth Richardson would be the only one that was elected to the board in, 2018. He got about 27 votes whenever he ran.
This amazes me that probably the worst member of the board decided is the one that's actually elected. All right,
that has actually been elected.
I don't want to jump around too much, but let's talk about, we touched on you being charged with assault, felony assault.
Correct.
Well,
correct.
That happened again later on once you started calling the Petersburg mayor out about overcharging on the water bill. And I'm going to play a clip, folks, and I want you to listen to this, and I want you to think about this. We're fortunate to have a wonderful mayor here in Columbia and Murray County, Chaz Mulder and Andy Ogles. And as you listen to this, folks listening in, I want y'all to listen and see if this sounds like the behavior of a mayor. Let me play this. You hear Corey walking in to pay his water bill. Nice, beautiful day there in Cedar Park.
Yep.
Parking lot's full. The 24-hour parking is full. The cat clearly hasn't gotten out. See if I can fast forward it a little bit.
Yeah, probably should.
Just bear with me, folks. We're getting there. What's the deal? because after being charged with a felony, he decided to protect himself by recording every interaction with the town hall moderator.
Here we go. Yeah, that's walking in the door. There's the door sign. We're in the door.
All right, let's hear it.
I need to talk, Kent.
That's the bell over the counter.
What is?
What's going on? I'm confused. Last month my water bill showed I carried forward a balance of $4.07. This shows that I overpaid the November bill. $85.03 was paid in. The bill was $83.30.
Let me pause there and just point out that $85 for a water bill in Petersburg. Oh,
so let's break some numbers down real quickly first, though. We pay $15 a month on the water bill for trash pickup, and then $5 a month for an Arivac membership. So there's 20 of them. The rest of it's water.
But that's a lot of money.
It is. It is. Keep in mind, I've got four females in the house with me too, so that doesn't help.
I can tell you.
But it is high.
I got mine right here. My water bill for Columbia, Tennessee, with three
mm-hmm.
children in the house, it includes city sewer and sanitation, is $32.
Yep. See, that's what happens, though, whenever you put an unnecessary middleman in there to basically send you a bill.
All right. Try not to interrupt it again. Everybody listening in, this is Corey. And notice Corey's being respectful. He's not being ugly to Kenneth.
No.
Kenneth's being ugly to him. There we go in the front door. Sorry about restart.
I need to talk to Kenneth.
I'm confused. Last month, my water bill showed I carried forward a balance of $4.07. This shows that I overpaid the November bill. $85.03 was paid in. The bill was $83.32. So that means that's $1.68 that it was overpaid. Actually, $1.70 that it was overpaid. So if I take $1.70 and I add it to $4.07, I come up with $5.70 something. And that's about the amount of the late fee last month.
That's not good.
But,
I'll ask it if any important if you hadn't been for all that change.
Well,
I told them they had that late fee on because they didn't get it in time, man. They didn't make it come out to everybody else. And a bit wrong.
This part paid on 15th.
Yeah, but we didn't get it counted until the next day.
I don't care. It was paid on 15th.
Corey, you done it just for the Pierce Five.
No, you want to know why I done it? You want to know why I done it?
I know why you done it.
Why'd I do it?
Because you wanted to put them through a lot of trouble counting.
You know
and
why I won't.
Not playing games.
You know I'm not playing games.
Well,
either.
I'm not either.
You want to know why I won't put them through some trouble? You want to know why I won't put them
me.
Through some trouble?
Tell me.
I don't appreciate people telling people that I'm poisoning kids on Halloween night.
They ain't sitting in the batch party.
That's a lie. Because I got it in print.
No, you're the liar.
You liar. You stay out of this.
You're the liar. You
lady, I got you in print. I got you in print. I've got you in print.
Well,
I'll let my lawyer show
you.
See you.
You got a lot of print.
Sure do.
It ain't none of
the truth,
Corey.
Better get my $7 or something back. That will be at $7.
We'll give you the $7, but it would better not be no more change brought through here, because if that hit them, it
well, there's a notice now that I can't, so. Which is silly.
Now you brought all this on with them no Facebook shit. That's the reason everybody turned against you on the no.
That mouth right there.
No, it was
that
going
mouth right there.
Court, it was going on and on. I've had people tell me that.
I had a whole lot of people telling me about that mouth right there too.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't know what the other talk.
Yeah, they don't. They sure don't. You know, they come in here and they hear
if,
stuff.
If you stay off, I tell you this.
I'm not going to stay off of it.
Right.
You can't force me.
You keep on adding on, and she's going to keep on retaliating.
She's going to do what? Are you telling me that a public employee?
I know you're recording this.
Are you telling me?
I know you're recording this.
That a public employee is going to retaliate against me. Is that what you're saying?
So if you keep on spreading bullshit, it ain't right.
What if I spread it's not right?
Everything you put on there, better.
Give me specific.
I don't read your mess.
Well, you must. You keep telling me about it.
I do. But I know it ain't nothing but a bunch of bull. Just like all that.
You don't read it, but you know it's bull.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't quit reading it because I knew it was a bunch of bull.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. And you know it.
Who's y'all certified building inspector around here now, too?
Ben, we ain't got no building in here. And probably won't have no buildings. We don't need one.
So you're issuing building permits?
I don't know.
You don't? You're not issuing any building permits.
I don't know whether we got any issued or not.
You haven't issued any at all?
I don't know. That's the codes you put people in. I don't keep up. I don't put my nose in stuff in that right.
The codes, anything with that saying to the planning commission is supposed to come through the board of mayor and aldermen for approval.
What's
that cat doing in here? Y'all have people with cat allergies coming here that could cause a problem.
Best thing to do is stay off Facebook.
I'm not going to stay off Facebook.
Well,
you
keep adding it on for it. And what? Still gonna keep, well, to start with, you're supposed to have a business license to operate business out of them two buildings you got up there.
What business?
That, whatever that stuff is you sell. And
what stuff? Show me the code that says I've got to have a business license to sell that. Show me the code. Show me the code. MCAS, then tell MCAS to come down there and give it to me. What'd you say? That's a real nice way for a public employee to act. By the way, how did she get this job anyway?
She was hired.
By who?
By Phil Bolander.
By Phil Bolander.
Yeah.
Did he bring that before the board?
Yes.
Was it voted on?
Yes.
It wouldn't be the first stupid thing he did.
A whole lot of stupid things went on. If you wanted to run the town, why didn't you stay on the board to take it and run?
Wasting my time.
All right. Bye.
You're
wasting my time.
$7. $7. Matter of fact, I'll take cash today to sell it. All right.
All right, folks. So let this sink in. The elderly man's voice you heard was the mayor of the town saying bullshit. The female, if you want to call it that, voice that you heard is a public employee who is responsible for sending out water bills. Now, Lois McNeese is her name. She's married to, I can't think of his name, a young man named McNeese. Well, not a young man. Wayne McNeese out of Mooresville. And if you wanted to ever give your condolences to him, I'm sure you could call him at 580-7304 and express your condolences for what he has to live with. This woman, you heard her laughing and cackling in the background after they admit they overcharged Corey because he had enough of their nonsense. Here's what happened. This will come as a surprise to y'all. There's not a lot going on in Petersburg, the town of 5,000 people. So on Halloween, Corey decides to do a free cookout. No admission charge, no alcohol, no messery going on. I won't use JP's word. No messery going on. And he's all
What's up, JP?
Kids. He's listening. No hot dogs, I mean, he's offering hot dogs and marshmallows and all this. The town of Petersburg didn't offer any of that. And
no.
What was the response you got, Corey, from Lois McNeese before she developed her John Hulu account? What was the response that you got from Lois McNeese? What was the thank
well,
you you got from the town of Petersburg?
Well, let's elaborate a little more why we did the cookout. The reason, the why for the cookout is because my oldest daughter at the time was 11 years old and 6 weeks prior had been diagnosed type 1 diabetic. So here you've got an 11-year-old child who's had her entire world turned upside down. And she comes to me and says, Daddy, I don't even want to go trick-or-treating this year. Could I just have people here at the house to have some to spend time with me? And I said, yeah, baby, we can do that. And that's what it turned into is next thing I know, we've got hundreds of people coming through our yard, you know, cooking hot dogs, roasting marshmallows, drinking bottled water, and just having an all-around great time. And I wake up the next morning, and as she has clocked into work, she's on the clock for the town of Petersburg. Lois McNeese is posted on Facebook. It's a shame you have to bribe people to come to your house to trick-or-treat with hot dogs and marshmallows. Hey, you might want to check that candy that you got at his house last night. It might have a potion on it.
Think about this. This is a public employee on the clock making libelous allegations about a citizen. Think about that. Does this not seem like bizarro land? So then, after this, Lois shares a status that calls Corey Big Fat Gay Corey.
Yep.
Now, Corey, there's nothing wrong with being gay, in my opinion. But are you a homosexual, Corey?
The last time I checked, I pretty much like women, Chandler.
Well, Corey, we know that.
I mean, you're a handsome man, but I don't feel that way about you.
Well, you know, I've got a lady friend, and she's quite attractive, so I'm okay, and I appreciate
yes,
the consideration. I do. So it's no surprise to anybody that. People making remarks like that about people is really offensive to me. My father is gay. My biological father is gay. Some of my best friends in the world are gay. Dylan McQueen, one of the best wrestlers around, is gay. Zach Ray is gay. So I thought, you know what? I have the right to stage a protest.
Yes,
an exhibition
you did.
On the
you
square.
Did.
And I'm sitting here looking at an application for a permit. Now, keep in mind, you don't have to have a permit. You don't have to,
no.
to assemble.
You have,
you have the right.
The
yeah. You have, which they use as toilet paper in the town of Petersburg. But on April 15th, 2018, I applied for a protest. I'm looking at it right now, LGBTQ against discrimination by Lois McNeese, a town hall employee, directed
mm-hmm.
at Corey Smith.
Mm-hmm.
It's signed Kenneth Richardson, no basis for demonstration, D-E-M-O-S-T-R-A-T-I-O-N. That's the man that was telling Corey that he illegally charged him on his water bill. No sanitation or bathroom facilities, no parking, not enough police, interest merchants on square with a W after the Q, not approved in all caps. First of all, you don't need a license for demonstration or demonstration. But
no.
Let's hear what Lois is. Response was when she is called by a dear friend of mine, Zach Ray. There'll be a little silence since this is a paper call. It'll pick up here in a second. Think about this. She's a public employee now, and this is how she behaves. The call should start here in a second.
Yes, can I speak to the mayor, please?
Oh, he's not in right now. Could I take a message?
Is there any other official there that I can speak with?
No, not right now. I'll be glad to take a message and have someone call you.
Okay, can you leave a message for the mayor? My name is Zach Ray, and I live in Columbia, Tennessee. And
Zach Ray?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I just want to say how outraged I am at Lois's comments about the gay community. I am gay, and I cannot believe that you guys would have an official up there that would speak the way that she speaks.
Sir, that was all made up by another man. She never said that.
I've seen where she said it.
No, he fixed the Facebook to look like she did it. Now, she's already been to the law. She's already been to an attorney. But she did not do this. She did not.
I mean, I saw the proof. So.
Well, no, you didn't see any proof because that was all made up. And I'm telling you, these people are going to jail. They're going to jail. Okay?
Okay, well, I'm sure Lois should probably go to jail, too.
No, she's probably not, and I know who put you up to doing this. And we don't have time for that. We're trying to work, okay?
No one put me up to it.
All right, folks, so let's think about this. The funniest thing is Lois is talking about herself in third person. Lois speaking of herself in third person. I think before we keep on, let's play a Right Care ad. Right Care sponsor of the show. Right Care walk-in clinic, Right Care pediatric clinic, Right for Kids, and Right Care primary clinic. Right Care walk-in clinics open 11 to 11 every day. Here's a little commercial break. Gather your thoughts. Think about Lois was talking about her seventh third person.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you tired of waiting in the emergency department for your child to be seen? Are you tired of having to rush home to get to your doctor's office just in time before they close? Folks, Right Care Clinic, located in front of Walmart in Columbia, Tennessee, is open 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day of the week. We see children, we see adults, we see the elderly. Come on by and get the right care. 11 to 11 in front of Walmart every day.
It's funny I played a Right Care ad because after I applied for a permit, I get contacted by the Board of Nursing.
Mm.
And three people have filed a complaint about me from the town of Petersburg.
Wow.
Billy Richardson, who is Kenneth Richardson, Carla Stovall, who is a notary. That apparently, if you just leave your document in the night box, she'll notarize it, put it back in the night box. And Lois McNeese. Now, folks, let me be clear about something. I've never seen any of those people. So, fast forward a little bit, and we'll come back to some places, but fast forward a little bit, and Lois. The complaint gets denied. It gets rejected. They send out a letter to Lois and Kenneth and Carla, and basically they're told, look, there's nothing to this. Thanks for contacting us, but there's nothing to it. Now, this gets a little heated because I want to point out that I have 21 employees that are like my family.
Yes.
And they feed their family with the income that my clinics provide. And Lois wanted to attack that because she didn't like that we called her out on doing her job. And she didn't like that me and my attorney and JP showed up to, and before I play this, I'm going to bring JP on. JP, do you recall going down to Petersburg, driving all the way from Tullahoma to Petersburg, to be in a meeting to support Corey Smith, and the meeting was canceled 15 minutes before it was supposed to occur.
Yeah, just minutes beforehand it was canceled, as I recall.
Now, folks, thank you, JP. Folks, I don't know if you understand this, but the Sunshine Law says you have to advertise your meeting so the public can attend.
Yep.
And you have to cancel them within a reasonable time frame. What happened was they saw a parking lot full of people that they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So they immediately said, oh, my God, we've got to cancel this. So after the charges that Lois and them wanted to bring, and she went on to be a part of a group with the district attorney over here, Brent Cooper, to try to get my license pulled. They failed too, because I do a good job. Corey can tell you. He's been a patient. I don't think he'd mind me telling you. I do a good job. I try to treat people right. I try to treat people like they're my family. So here is Lois's answer to when I call and I just ask a question, and she gets all bent and shook because I'm even calling. I'm even asking a question like, who am I to be calling the great municipality of Petersburg Town Hall? Like, how
Petersburg
dare I?
Town Hall.
Hey, is the police chief in?
He just walked out.
So you on for the day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know if he took that sign down or if it's still up?
That what?
That sign he had up.
Oh, yeah, it's down.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
All right. Who am I talking to?
Who am I talking to?
This is Lois.
Oh, hey, Lois. This is Chandler Anderson. I wanted to see if you got your dismissal letter from the Board of Nursing where you filed that complaint.
Did I get one?
Yeah, did you get one? Because
no.
They dismissed it. So they didn't communicate the dismissal with you?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Well,
what about you? Did you get a dismissal?
Yeah, actually, I did. We're going to use that in the malicious prosecution case because you made a false complaint.
Good. Thanks. Yeah.
So it'll be good to see you. Maybe me and Chris and Robbie can have lunch today. We have court over. It'll be great to see you.
You just leave them out of it, okay?
Oh, they're good people, Lois. They're my friends. I like
yeah.
Chris.
I don't
and
think
Robbie.
They're very friendly towards you now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I think? I think that MTAS is on the way down there to see y'all. In fact, I can give you his name, Joe Consentin, Cosentini. You want his number so you can call him and verify him telling
I
you?
Know him I know him very well.
Yeah, he knew you very well, too. He was pretty adamant about what y'all are doing being the wrong thing.
Well, you know, what are you doing?
I'm being a citizen of the state of Tennessee, and I'm disgusted by the way Town Hall is run like a Peyton Place and a children's daycare. That's what I'm doing.
Now, you act like a bunch of little babies crying because everything doesn't go your way.
Is that why y'all are posting little signs, Lois? Is that why? Is that why you can't quit posting on Facebook? Is that why?
Is that why you were in the cyber stalking victims group?
You know you were in that, right? My attorney talked to Bristol Duggar today, and there's an affidavit that includes you, Lois.
That's okay.
Now, are you ready to pay money? Let's be clear, because I'm recording. Are you ready to pay money about harassing Corey and doing all this?
Oh, harassing Corey. Have you read his Facebook for the last 3 years?
Yeah,
okay,
I read the one where you said that he was big, fat, gay Corey, too.
Oh.
And I also read the court record where y'all tried to have him arrested and you couldn't have him prosecuted. Did he go to jail, Lois?
He got up there and lied.
Oh, he must have learned it from you, right? He must have learned it from you.
He's just a crybaby.
Oh, what are you, Lois? Are you sad that your daddy's little shop on the square didn't make it? Is that why you're so upset?
Oh, his shop made it for 37
years. Is that why it's still there? Is that why it's still there, Lois?
Yeah.
He passed it down. Did he pass it down to y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all probably shit on your daddy's business, right?
No.
Well, why is it not there?
Close it up. There wasn't no business.
Oh, that's right, because Petersburg is a big metropolis. Hey, here's a little note. We're coming down tomorrow. We're going to have a little protest out front, and we'll see you then, boss.
You have to have a permit to do that.
No, actually we don't. You should consult the Constitution. The First Amendment has freedom of assembly.
You have to have a plan.
Well, I tell you what. I tell you what. You have Mr. Lyle be there to arrest
you. Okay,
we'll
I will.
Okay?
I can do that.
So you're on recording saying that you're going to have us arrested for peaceful protest, right?
No, you just said to have Mr. Lyle here to arrest you.
Yeah.
I said, okay.
Have him there, because he showed this morning he's not real smart with the law. Not at all.
Oh, listen at you.
He's not.
Well, he found that those two TCA codes, by the way.
Oh, did he? Oh, but he wasn't man enough to call me and tell me, was he?
Why does he have to? I mean, call you? Why would he want to call you?
Well, because you know what? Here's what you people don't understand down there. You work for the people, not the other way around.
Didn't say we did.
I know you didn't say you work for the people. We know you don't believe you work for the people. You believe you work for yourself. What does your ordinance say about your time that you close? Your ordinance says that you close at 4:30, right? But you guys decided to work through lunch and then leave at 4. So you're in violation of your own ordinance.
No, because the thing of it is, we always have customers at lunch.
Oh, you do, Lois? And there's two of you. So Carla couldn't work it, and then you take lunch.
We tried that. We tried that.
Yeah, and it just didn't work, did it?
No, it didn't. Uh-uh.
But y'all changed the ordinance to adhere to that, though, right?
I don't know. I take care of that.
You don't talk to the recorder. You don't go to the meetings?
No, you talk to the recorder.
You don't go to the town meeting?
I've been to one in about the last 3 or 4 months.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you're real involved then?
Well, see, I'm not the recorder.
Mm-hmm. That's probably good. They probably want accurate facts versus opinion. Here's the truth.
Everybody's got an opinion just like you.
Yeah,
you know.
And you know what? Some of us are right, and then there's people like you.
Well, you know, we have the privilege to say in what we want to say also.
Yeah,
like,
and it has to be truthful. It has to be factual. So you admit you say things that aren't factual, right?
No, I'm not. I don't.
Okay, so is Corey poisoning people?
I've got a stack of papers over here.
Was Corey poisoning people?
Do what?
Was Corey poisoning people? Because you said that he was.
Never said he was. I said
there's a screenshot. So what are
y'all dragging up? You're dragging up stuff that's two or three years old.
What are potions?
Oh, there's love potion. There's all kinds of potions.
Is that what you used on your husband to get him to fall in love with you, love potion?
Doesn't matter what I use, does it?
Yeah,
it's
none
of your business anyway.
Yeah, it does. Chris, you probably know what you're doing to his daddy, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you call him and tell?
So, lot to take in there, folks. Let's start with the reason that phone call happened is Corey goes by town hall one day, and the chief of police, formerly the chief of police, and now the town hall manager, an unapproved position, posted a sign that said what, Corey?
Petersburg, something to it's. I'll have to pull it back up to get it word for word, but the ad lib is Corey is the town thug.
Here is a public official again attacking a private citizen. And
the
here's
chief
Lois,
of police, no less.
Yeah, here's Lois on here saying that she can say whatever she wants. Doesn't matter if it's true.
Right.
She says it. And then she admits she made the post about the potions. She didn't deny making the big fat gay Corey post. Didn't deny that like she did with Zach Lee, did she?
No.
And then
she says
that we have to have a permit to have peaceful assembly, which, folks, you don't.
No.
If the government had to approve you protesting them, guess how many permits would be given? Zero.
Probably zero.
And then she denies even making a complaint on me when I have it in documentation and on recorded calls. This woman is evil. And then Chris and Robbie are her stepson and his wife. And they're friends of mine, and they're good people. They're her husband's son and daughter-in-law. And then she admits she used something to make her husband fall in love with.
Chandler,
but let's
you know,
get
this
to
woman,
even better. A police officer needs to know the law. I don't think there's anybody listening that would argue with that. I placed a call to Lyle about this sign he posted. And he wanted to go direct to bullying because anytime you call these corrupt sons of bitches out, they go and say it's bullying. When the truth of the matter is, they're using their office to bully people. So listen in to my conversation with Chief Lyle.
Yes, now speak to the police chief, please.
Yes, hold on.
Police department.
Yes, is this Chief Lyle? Is that how you say your name, sir?
Yes, Lyle.
L-Y-E-L-L?
Mm-hmm. It's pronounced Lyle.
Lyle. Okay, good. Hey, this is Chandler Anderson. I just noticed your sign posted that says, Corey, Know Nothing, Town Thug. Is that your office that that's posted in?
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you familiar with Tennessee Code Annotated 3916402? I'm sure as a police officer you are.
Well, just remind me about it.
All right, let me remind you about it. Official misconduct is when a public servant commits an offense who, with the intent to obtain a benefit or to harm another intentionally or knowingly, subsection 1, commits an act relating to the servant's office or employment that constitutes an unauthorized exercise of official power. So you created that on town hall paper. Likely, but
now, how do you know that?
Well, no, I'm asking you, sir. Did you?
That's none of your business how I created it.
Actually, it is because you.
Oh, okay. Well, then make it your business. Is it? You know, it's also against the law to put people down on Facebook.
Is it?
Yes.
Is that First Amendment?
There's a bullying law. Did you ever hear of that?
Actually, there's not. There's the First
Amendment. Yes, there is.
And there's a law against washing the truck using town water.
I didn't do it.
You didn't wash your truck yesterday?
No.
Yeah.
I wasn't even here yesterday. How'd I wash my truck here?
Is it the policy of Petersburg to mail out speeding tickets?
We can. I mean, it's not against law.
Okay. So it is the policy of Petersburg to mail out speeding tickets.
I said we can. We hadn't. Sure. We can.
I'm asking you, is it the policy?
No, sir. But we can.
And
the law says we can't.
Is it the policy to have a sign in your window that says, Corey, Know Nothing, Town Thug?
Well, who are we talking about?
You tell me, sir. It's your sign.
Is it a last name connected to it? How do you know who I'm talking about?
Is it your sign?
I never said it's my sign.
Well, it's posted in your window. So, I mean, we can dance around all day about you being a top thug. Or you can just be honest for once.
Well, we can dance around people making videos driving by stop sign and say prove that it was me.
But
we can do that too if you want to. We can dance around that issue. Is that what you're saying?
It would seem to me that if you were such a great cop, you wouldn't need one of proof to prove that.
So
let's talk about this sign because that's the reason I called and that's the reason we have the news on the phone. On a three-way recorded call.
Okay.
So your official statement as the chief of police is that you don't know how that sign came up. It just showed up in your window this morning, and you don't know how.
I said it was none of your business, Hatch.
Well, that's where you're wrong because you're in a public.
Okay.
Office.
First of all, you are not a member of this community. You don't live.
Do you know that? Are you aware of that?
Yes, I'm very aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have proof of that?
I am very aware that you don't live here.
Really?
You
don't own land in Petersburg?
I didn't say you didn't own land. I said you don't live here.
And secondly, sir, it doesn't matter because I live in the state of Tennessee, and the Tennessee Public Records Act affords me the ability to question any public entity in the state of Tennessee. So, yet again, you're wrong about the law.
Yeah, well, I ain't about the bullying law. So, if we want to go there, let's just go there.
Is there a different kind of law called the bullying law?
I mean, when you put something about me out to the general public,
mm-hmm.
that's bullying law.
And what's that? What PCA code is the bullying law?
I can find it. Yeah, I can find it if you want.
Good. Here, I'll wait. I'll wait. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, just wait.
Yeah, I'll send you a wait. And at that point, folks, he hung up. So
yeah,
there I am asking the chief of police for the law that he's quoting, a bullying. That's what you call a bullying. And the man literally used public property to make a sign to attack a private citizen yet again. I mean, folks, this is what we're living in Petersburg. He thinks I have to be a citizen of Petersburg in order to question their unethical practices. Can you imagine how insane that is?
Can we address something there that he said, Chandler, real quickly?
Sure.
You tried to make the point to him and said, do you know whether I even own land there? And he said, oh, no. But what he doesn't understand is the Petersburg Charter says you can vote in a city election. You have a vested interest in this town if you live here or if you don't live here, but you own property here. You could live in California and own a 5x5 square piece of land in Petersburg and have a vested interest in this community. And you have a right.
Well, and
to
it's
vote
very
here.
Clear that you and I are friends, and it's very likely that I own a 10x10 square foot, under square foot piece of land in Petersburg on the yard.
Very well
happened.
That's right, on the yard of the month.
I could own that patch the yard of the month sign sits in. I mean, it's just insane.
Right.
But let's talk about what is perhaps the most egregious thing. Your daughter was having a birthday. Which daughter was
it? Well, that would be my youngest one. The youngest one.
So, y'all think about this now. Not only is Corey being attacked, his daughters are being attacked. His oldest wanted a simple cookout because she had just been diagnosed with diabetes. And Lois, you hear, guys, I don't have to explain to you how terrible she is. You can hear it in her voice. Lois attacks Corey for having a cookout to help the community. Then, on his other daughter's birthday, Corey is approached by the police so that he can be arrested because Kenneth Richardson made a false report. So the first thing I want to point out is Corey ended up being charged with what, Corey?
Simple assault, misdemeanor assault.
Simple assault, misdemeanor assault, which means you never touched him, but you made him fear for his life, right?
Correct.
If what he says is true, I'm going to work backwards here. First, let's play what Kenneth had to say about the assault, because I don't think this got played in court. And, you know,
No. You
heard Lois there say you got up and lied, because that's your M.O. He lies,
or you're bringing up stuff from a long time ago. That's their two M.O.s. You're lying, or that was 2 years ago.
Well, let's hear Kenneth Richardson, the former mayor, talk about the actual assault, which I wish I'd gotten this to you before you went to court. I think it would have been helpful, but you won your case anyway.
Correct.
And I think that it's pretty amazing that this guy says this. Here you go. Pardon the grammar by Mr. Richardson.
Is this Mayor Richardson? You what? Is this Mayor Richardson?
It's Kenneth Richardson, all right.
Yes, Mr. Richardson. I have a question. So there's a recording of you and Corey Smith interacting. At what point did he draw his fist back? If you'd like to report on that.
We never did after fist fight. He came at me twice with his fist drawn back, and he backed off.
So in this recording, you had called him a coward, it sounds like. Is that true? Or
yes, I did. Because all he picked on is women and 70-something-year-old men.
So when you called him a coward, were you challenging him to a fight when you said, come on, or what was it?
In typical Kenneth Richardson fashion, he hung up the phone approached by the facts. So let's play the actual audio of the Kenneth and Corey confrontation. Corey, please tell the listeners, what led up to this?
Well, that's what I'm going to say. Let's talk about what led up to this. I'm coming home from work one afternoon on this particular afternoon. And I'm pulling into my driveway. I'm turning right into my driveway. And Kenneth comes by and throws a middle finger up at me. So I think, you know, maybe he wants to talk about something, because this is around the time that the election is coming around and the audio has leaked out about him overcharging on water bills. And people are not real happy with him right now. Right, you know, a few weeks before the election, everybody hears that he's charging late fees on water bills to people that disagree with him. So he lives only, I'm actually sitting on my front porch. I can see his house right now, less than a quarter mile away. And up until this point, we haven't really had any heated arguments. You know, you heard the one earlier, but I'd pretty well stayed away from him. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to go have a talk with him. We'll have a civilized discussion with him, or best civilized discussion you can have with him. I pull up in front of his house.
Because that's what adults do, Corey. That's what adults do. They sit down and talk out their differences.
And I pull up and park on the street. I'm not on his property. I pull up and I park on the street, and that's where this recording begins at.
And the reason I ask about did he ever pull his fist back is he put that in the report.
He did.
That you pulled your fist back at him. So, folks, and what's real funny is he doesn't even know how damn old he is. 70-something-year-old man. I mean, Kenneth, it's your date of birth, sir. But let's hear what actually happened.
Stole from me. You said it.
Come on, and coward, and all this stuff. And then you know what he promptly did, folks? Turned around and called the police.
Actually, let's stop right there for a second, because he did. That
okay.
happened on a Tuesday. That happened on a Tuesday. Actually, it happened on a Monday. He didn't go to the police until Thursday with it. Now, you tell me, if somebody was in such fear for their life, why did they wait 72 hours to file a report?
Well, sir, there was a great wrestler out of Memphis, Tennessee, Sputnik. And one time, Jerry Jarrett was in the locker room and said, I don't know why these stupid people act like they do. I'm not stupid, so I can't tell you how stupid people think.
Stupid they are.
And Sputnik Monroe spoke up and said, well, I can. And I feel like Sputnik may be some relation to old Kim.
Well, you heard the mayor there say that he was not smart. You heard him say he was not a smart person.
He was not smart. That's right. And I would fully and wholly agree with Kim that he is not a smart individual.
And that's
but,
when I told him
you know,
that was the one time you told the truth.
I'm a man of great ethics. So let's give Kenneth a chance to answer. Let's call it.
All right.
Hey, hello. Kenneth, it's Chandler Anderson. I got you on the radio here. We were discussing the Corey Smith incident and wanted to see if you wanted to tell your side of things.
No. What?
Well, we got you on the radio here for the Chandler and Lee's podcast that happens every Monday.
I can't understand a word you're saying, fella.
I said we have you on the radio here talking about the incident with Corey Smith down in Petersburg, where you allege Corey assaulted you. Would you like to make a comment? Because I like to give people equal time.
Oh, well, he hung up, y'all.
Go figure.
I know that's a surprise to everybody, but
that big shot. Big shot.
Kenneth hung up. So let's fast forward a little bit. They continue. You go to court. You're exonerated, correct?
Yeah, correct. That's right. That happened
but
in August. Go ahead.
In the weeks building up to it, Lois is on Facebook just celebrating about how you're going down.
Yeah.
How you're going to jail.
Don't be lost in the whole fact that all this time Kenneth is telling me to stay off of Facebook. Stay off at Facebook. But he's not telling his sister-in-law / secretary to do the same thing. She's not held to the same standard.
Exactly. And you have the First Amendment right to post on Facebook. And by the way, folks, I also have a recording of Lois I'll be glad to post, where she says that Petersburg, town of Petersburg page, which is the, quote, official page of Petersburg that she post on frequently, and offends a lot of Muslim friends in Petersburg, that her and Carla post on is not the official page of Petersburg.
No.
So then why is it in existence, and why are you posting on it during workouts?
Actually, she initially said that her personal Facebook page, McNeese Lois Winsett, that that was the official social media page of the town of Petersburg. That, if you remember, that was her original comment, that her personal
that is
page,
true.
She said that was the official page, and then they turn around and create this stupid little hokey town of Petersburg Facebook page that is absolutely ridiculous what they use it for.
Now, let's talk about the board of mayor and aldermen, or alderman, if you're Lois. There have been, Lois mentioned she had been to one meeting in the last 3 months. Well, probably because that's how many you've had. Because they don't even have regular meetings. They'll post that there's a meeting, and then they'll post that it's canceled. And then they'll post the meeting, and then they'll post that it's canceled. So, same day, actually. So,
yeah, usually within a few hours of the time it's supposed to be the meeting.
Right. So the most recent thing was Kenneth Richardson. They didn't vet somebody, and they appointed a felon to the board. Somebody with three pages of a rap sheet. Here's a call where I asked Kenneth about it because he's the only person that voted to keep that person on the board.
Yes, this is Kenneth Richardson.
Yes, him.
Did you vote against a felon being on the board? Like you wanted a felon to stay on the board?
I'm not going to discuss that tonight. And don't say nothing about he can't be on the board, and he's going to be there. And you can tell Corey that, because I know he sent you a message.
Well, you're a low-down, dirty, rat poop-eating back.
I'll stop it there because he hung up. But I said a couple of things to him. But he, now think about that, folks. The man is a felon. Got appointed to the board, and Kenneth says, he's so familiar with the bylaws that he says,
yeah, the heck with him.
Ain't nothing says he can't be on the board. Let me ask you this, Corey. Is he on the board?
Okay. No, he is not. That took place in February where they appointed this guy to the board. He just showed up at a meeting one night, and they just put him on there. And I start checking into him actually the next morning. Yeah, you know, the next morning I call the election commission to find out if he's registered to vote, because that's one of two stipulations. You have to be a registered voter in the town, and you have to live here to be on the board. And I find out he's not registered to vote, so I bring that to their attention. And next thing we go around, we find out he's lived in Bedford County, he's lived in Marshall County, he's not registered to vote in any of them. And you find out he's got this rap sheet, and he's got two felonies for drug possession with an intent to distribute back in 2009, which disqualifies him from being registered to vote in the first place.
And he also had a domestic assault charge.
Oh, he's had everything. And, you know, I'm all for somebody having second chances, but the guy sat there in the meeting that night and he said, oh, yeah, I'm registered to vote. Well, he lied the very night he was there just to get on the board. And so I show up at the next meeting the next month, and I start questioning the board in the meeting. I said, did you all prove these minutes from February? Is that correct? And Kenneth wants to argue with me about whether or not they approved the minutes. Because in the minutes, it shows that this guy has been put on the board, and he's actually voted on town business in this meeting. And Kenneth wants to argue with me in the meeting about it. So they initially, you know, finally they get around to it, and they vote to basically kick the guy off the board, which he never was. I don't know. I don't know if he was ever on it or not, but they voted to rescind the vote to put him on the board.
Except for one person.
Except for one person, and that would be, you know, your illustrious vice mayor now, Kenneth Richardson, who says he's not a smart person, by the way.
Now, folks, think about this. If this is what they're willing to do in public, in the words of Dusty Rhodes, in public, if you will. If this is what they're willing to do when they know they're being recorded, what are they willing to do when nobody's looking?
Exactly.
We all know there's an epidemic of the coronavirus going around. And Petersburg sends out on their water bill. What's the little statement they send out, Corey?
If you need help during the coronavirus, call Town Hall 931-659-9826.
So we wanted to test that out. So let's see what happens when Corey calls Town Hall as a concerned citizen for help with the coronavirus.
The coronavirus.
Hello?
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 Hello? There.
Can I help you?
Hello?
Yeah, can I help you?
Can you help me with the coronavirus?
Yeah, what kind of help do you need?
I need help. I think I have it.
Okay, you want me to drag somebody over to shoot you?
To shoot me?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. What are you going to shoot me with?
A needle?
A needle?
Yeah.
Do you have a vaccine?
Yeah, we're using that malaria treatment.
Okay. Are you a doctor?
Yes, sir.
You are? Okay. Will you come on over?
All right, folks. First of all, that's the worst impersonation person I've ever heard in my life.
There's a lot of allergies there, sir. There's a lot of pollen in there.
I got to bring JP on for this. JP.
A lot of pollen.
JP, did you hear that?
I can't believe what I just heard, sir. I'm really, really, really amazed by that last call.
Well, first of all, he threatens to come shoot a citizen. And then he impersonates a physician. But if I'm not mistaken, let me just drop down here and just Google it. Is it illegal?
I'm pretty sure that's illegal. I don't know.
Well, he's been impersonating a police officer for a long time.
That's true. I know it's illegal to. All right, here we go. Criminal impersonation. This is TCA, Mr. Lyle, 3916301.
Okay.
Commits criminal impersonation with intent to injure or defraud another person, assumes a false identity. If any person commits the offense of criminal impersonation under subsection A, which is assumes a false identity, while pretending to be a firefighter, medical first responder, paramedic, EMT, or any other first responder, or while operating a motor vehicle pursuant to 559201, and there's a litany of others, then the offense is a Class A misdemeanor.
Oh, boy.
It's the biggest misdemeanor that they could have, and he's on tape doing it.
Wow.
That was
crazy
about that. Well,
yeah, he still ain't been able to pull that up, although Lois, his paralegal, said that he was able to find it. So I guess what's the answer to this, Corey? I'm going to put JP back on hold. What's the answer to this, Corey? Where do we go from here? What is it? Petersburg, if we were going to give the United States an enema, Petersburg Town Hall is where we would stick the end of it, I feel like.
I believe so.
Where do we go from here?
You know, Chandler, in all honesty, there was a time when the Petersburg municipality served its purpose. I have no doubt with that. But in recent years, and I'm talking the last decade to decade and a half, it's obvious that it only exists to hold the citizens in this one square mile over a barrel to threaten them, unless you pay these property taxes, we'll take everything you have. And the only reason these property taxes are being collected is to funnel money to people like Lois McNeese and James Lyell and any other, you know, what employees they have working there. And I use my air quotes. You can't see it on the radio, you know, employees and working. It's obvious that what this exists for is to have paid positions for friends and family. And it's
well,
beyond
and
time.
Didn't the report from the comptroller say they were overstaffed?
Yes, the comptroller has called into question, you know, how many people they have, you know, on the payroll. And ironically, just before we went on the air, I was talking to a citizen up the street. And, you know, you hear Kenneth and Lois in these calls continually saying, well, people around town hate him. Everybody hates him. But the funny thing is, Chandler, when I talk to my neighbors around here, it's just the opposite. They're fed up with them. They're tired of their nonsense, and they're ready to be done with it. So at some point, the people are going to have to stand up and say, enough, we don't need this. And it's time for the town of Petersburg to be abolished and just be what it is, a nice little rural community that's part of Lincoln and Marshall counties. Nothing more.
Well, let me ask you this. Is Belfast incorporated?
Belfast is not incorporated. Glendale in Murray County is not incorporated.
It's
you know, Glendale has a Dollar General. We have a Dollar General.
Is Farmington incorporated?
Farmington is not incorporated.
But they get along just fine.
What? Mooresville, Pottsville. We could go down a list of communities in these counties. Flintville, Blanche, Taft, Skinham, not incorporated.
So you feel like the answer is to unincorporate the town, which seems reasonable.
I think the answer is
take away
I
their
town's
the entitlement.
Exactly. Take away that entitlement from them, because what you have is just a very small group of people. And I have described it as people that are in a three-way standoff. Everybody's got a gun pulled on each other down there, and they all know the dirt on each other, and nobody's going to speak up about it because they don't want to get blown away, figuratively speaking, by the way. Don't put
right.
words in my mouth that I'm, you know what I'm saying. So
right. Right.
At
well,
some point, we've got to realize that it serves no purpose.
Right. Well, look, I'm going to get an outsider. I'm going to bring on a caller here and just get his response.
Hi, Terry.
Right.
Sir, who should remain nameless, 5661, what is your thought on this?
Well, I've had my run-ins with Petersburg before. I don't live too far from there as it is. Man, I'm just proud we don't have a mayor or a city board like that.
I mean, do you think any part of this is normal? Like, you think this happens in Columbia or Fayetteville or Chesapeake? That the mayor
absolutely not.
Acts like this?
No. No. Not
Can
at all.
Can you imagine walking into the water place in Bedford County and Fayetteville and being told to shut up and that you're full of bullshit?
I don't know if that's bad or worse than having somebody's name stuck up on the door as the no-name thug.
I mean, I've seen some messed up stuff in my time, but I have never, like this, I said it, this makes the Tiger King look normal. Joe Exotic would be the most moral person in the room.
He's got a lot of morals compared to old Lois there.
Yeah. Well, boss, I appreciate you giving us your opinion. Y'all have a good night. Put you back on mute.
Absolutely.
You know,
I'm going to tell you, Corey, you probably haven't watched the Tiger King.
I have not yet.
There's a lady on there named Carol Baskin.
Yes, I'm aware of who that is.
Carol Baskin looked like a saint.
Looked like Princess Diana. Yes.
I mean,
you know,
she made Carol Baskin look like a saint.
Chandler, let me say something.
Unbelievable.
Right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me say something quickly here. As we started the show off, I made it clear this has been my home for 42 years. And one of the things that I hear is, oh, why don't you move? Because it's my home. And understand this. I have no problem with this community of 500 people in this little 1 square mile, okay? Because that is my home. To understand that there is a difference between the community that you live in and the ignorant nonsense of a little make-believe government. The two can be separated, okay? What I am fed up with, what I have been fighting against for years now, is this stupid, do-nothing, useless government that does absolutely nothing but fleece the people of my community, fleecing the people of my home to support their little ignorant agendas down there, okay? So let's understand that. I don't hate where I live. I don't hate my home. I don't hate my neighbors and my friends that live around me. I'm actually trying to stand up for them and do what's right by them by taking a stand against these little hillbilly tyrants.
Well, the thing is, JP can tell you, I can say the same thing. You know, I mean, I'm out here, you know, seeing people in their house and stuff to keep them coming to the office, not so much now, but at the beginning. And somebody had the nerve to go online and say I was a snake oil salesman. I mean, when you try to help people, you get pooped on, basically.
You do.
And here's the thing. Somebody needs to run for mayor and alderman down there. And they need to get on that board. And because there's only one person that was actually chosen by the people. And that's where this tyrannical government comes into play, is we allow it to. It's not that it just naturally evolved. People sat back on their porch and they allowed it to happen. And we've got to get away from that, because this is not okay. It's not, I mean, Whitney Houston had a song that says it's not right and it's not okay. You know, I mean, it's just insanity that this is allowed to go on.
You're right. And we've got an election coming up in August. There are a couple of people that have qualified to be on the ballot, a couple of people that I think share the same values that I have, that have the same, they see what needs to be changed and what needs to be fixed. And I've talked with both of them. One in particular is very much on board with making some drastic changes. I don't know that either one of these candidates are ready to go as far as I am and unincorporating it, but they are ready to see some change and get some of this nonsense flushed out of town hall, so to speak. So going forward, I think we will see some change, but maybe not as drastically as I think needs to be done. And it's not just me, Chandler. As I walk around town, and trust me, I walk around my community a lot. You wouldn't know it by looking at me, but I talk to people. And I keep hearing the same thing. It's just beyond time to unincorporate it. It's beyond time to unincorporate it. And that's what it's going to take, Chandler. It really is. And when you've got elected officials at the state level saying the same thing, then maybe it's time to take a look at it.
Well, I just want to say, I want to end with this. They are wiping their feet on the Constitution. This whole idea.
Absolutely.
That you have to have permit for assembly and you can't say what you think is right. Stay off that Facebook. I want to send a strong message. And let me say this to Logan Jolly. Logan, you're a young man and I'm an older man. There is a time in every man's life that defines them. And that time is often when they are met with great adversity. And Logan, it is time for you to stand up.
and do your job as mayor, because you will be remembered as the mayor that let this stuff happen. And I truly believe that your sister-in-law is an idiot, but I believe you are a good guy. And it's time for you to stand up, do the right thing, and deal with this board and set a set of rules that if Lois and Carla can't follow them, because I believe Carla would calm down if Lois was gone. I mean, do you disagree with that, Corey?
No, I fully agree with that statement. I think she is
Carla
there to try to do her job.
And I have never had a problem with Carla other than she filed a false report at the Board of Nursing on me. But I want to end with this. I want you to think about this, Logan Jolly. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, our strive, our goal is perfection, Logan. And as a Christian, you know we'll never achieve that. But to form a more perfect union, more than what we have, establish justice, not have something where Kenneth Richardson can make false reports because he agged on somebody. Ensure domestic tranquility. Not have the town hall manager posting a sign in his window using taxpayer dollars, taxpayer paper and ink to post that somebody is a thug. That's not domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense. Promote the general welfare. Not overrun the budget to the point you have to increase people's water bill. That is not promoting the general welfare. And secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our prosperity. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Now, I know, Kenneth, you and Lois probably have never heard those words. But that is what this country is founded on. Justice. Domestic tranquility. Common defense, general welfare, blessings and of liberty. Lois, resign. If you have a ethical bone in your body, walk in there tomorrow and resign. You can get $600 plus your regular unemployment. It's probably more money than you make now. Walk in there and resign, Lois, and do what's right for this community. And let Carla run that place. Kenneth, all I can say to you is, sir, you're near death. You're an older gentleman. Your clock is ticking. You're going to have to answer for all this. We all are going to have a day that we have to answer for our behavior. And I want to be on the right side of it and not be on the side that says, ain't nobody doing nothing wrong down here. When you know you are, Kenneth. And Logan, I implore you to do the right thing because I believe you're a good kid, but you're just that, a kid. You're still living home. You got no life experience. Do the right thing. Any final words, Corey?
I just want to say for all of you that have listened to this tonight, I appreciate you being here. Appreciate you tuning in. Chandler, thank you for the opportunity with this program, and JP for what you've chimed in with as well. This is great with all the things that you're doing with this podcast to get the stories of everyday people out there and what they're dealing with. But if you think that this is some big tale that we have spun, I would encourage you to log on to www.townofpetersburg.com and see it for yourself. It's all there laid out. The recordings that you have heard tonight of the mayor telling me to stay off the Facebook, the recordings of him in his driveway threatening me and telling and calling me out and egging me on, it's there. All of the documentation from the arrest to the dismissal of charges, it's there to see. It's not been doctored. It's not made up. Go check it out for yourself. And remember, if it can happen in Petersburg, Tennessee, little old 1 square mile, 500 people, Petersburg, Tennessee, it can happen anywhere else. Some of the biggest corruption you think is in Washington, D.C. and in Nashville, Tennessee, but I'm here to tell you, if you want to turn this country around If you want to get it back on the right track, it doesn't start at Washington. It doesn't start in Nashville. It starts in the grassroots of your own little hometown. And if you won't stand up and defend that, then sit down and shut up about what goes on in Nashville and Washington.
That's exactly right. I couldn't agree with you more. Drain the swamp, and it starts with a creek known as Petersburg Town Hall Mafia. Folks, thanks for tuning in. Next week, we got a surprise. We're going to rant a little bit about the coronavirus. Or, if you're in Petersburg, the coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
Y'all have a good night. Take care.